children call somebody who tells on other children?
Telltale.
Okay. You might go out in the garden and pick some.
Some flower?
Mm-hmm. Something that a child might play with. Anything that a child might play with is what?
A toy.
Okay. And now, suppose it's something that's homemade. Would you still call it a toy? Would you call it something else?
Well, you might just call it whatever it is. I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term play pretty or play toy?
Yeah, heard all of that.
But you'd generally call it a toy no matter what it was?
Well, yeah, I guess so. They pick up, a lot of kids pick up old tin can, an old tobacco box, an old bottle, just anything.
Mm-hmm.
Play with it. You'd pick up a tobacco can, maybe put some rocks in it,
mm-hmm.
stand and rattle it and shake it.
Now, something that you've expected to happen happens. You might say, I just knew it? You might say, if he doesn't get down off that ladder, he's going to fall off. And then suppose he falls off, and you might say...
I knew he was going to fall off that ladder. That's about the way I'd say that.
Okay. Let's see. Which one did you give him?
That's the one I gave him.
Okay. When something starts, it... What? What's another word for start? Or another word for started, really. He started to do it, or he... Something... else to do it. He
started to do it.
Like he began or he commenced? Which one would you say?
I'd say he started to do it.
You wouldn't ever say began?
No.
Okay.
I'd say he started to do so and so.
Okay.
And didn't or did, you know. I've heard commenced and began is a proper word for it, I reckon, but mm-hmm. I always use started.
All right. Did he run across? Yes, he...
Did he run across?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he. Did he run across the road? Yes, he.
Yeah, he did.
He what?
He run across the road.
Okay. Did he come over? Yes, he.
Yeah, he come over.
Did you see him? Yes,
Yeah, I saw him.
Now, if men had been working on the road and you couldn't get through, you might say the road was all...
The road blocked.
Yeah, but it was in pieces. It was all...
Oh, the road is all tore up, cut up.
Let's see, if you gave your wife a sweater and she unwrapped it and she was real pleased with it, you might say, oh, go ahead and, you know.
Go ahead and put it on.
Okay.
See how you look.
Now, you want to know which person was guilty of doing something. You might say, he's the one who...
He's the one who done it.
Okay. Somebody comes up to you and says, what's new? What do you say?
I don't know.
Okay. And suppose...
What you talking about? What's new with you or something? It's causing, what are you talking about? I'd ask him, what you talking about?
Okay.
Well, I don't know nothing or something like that.
Okay. And suppose there was... let's see. Let's see.
I'd probably say, I don't know nothing.
Okay. Let's see, suppose you did something and somebody says, why did you do that? And you said, something made me do it. What would you say? Would you say something or something? Or?
Well, I don't know. Something made me do it.
Okay. I believe I'll take a walk because it's, what, a nice day?
Because it's a pretty day.
Okay. You might say because it's a very good day or because it's such, would you ever say? Something like very. It's a very nice day, or it's something a nice day. It's.
I just say I'm gonna take a walk. So it's a real pretty day.
Okay.
have you got them answers already rolled down, or just trying to see what
happens? No,
Well,
you see, we have two different kinds. And one of them is to find.
I'm just curious.
I know. One of them is to find out what you would say,
yeah.
And the other one is to get you to pronounce a particular word to see how you pronounce it.
Yeah.